welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUSB. We're TLUSB!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition. It's the Level Up Show Podcast. We're on episode 305. Okay. Man, I should really get better at that. I'm your host, Derek Vance, the one and the only, I think. Maybe there's another one of me somewhere. Could be a whole multiversal versions of me somewhere. You ever think about that? Like the branching paths we take, and does it like actually break off into a different universe that we took the different path? You ever thought? Ever thought about that, Ryan? Hello, Ryan. Liquid Death sponsor himself, Ryan.
Yeah, I've thought about stuff before, but I don't know. Like, I'm sure it's just like Rick and Morty, you know, just all kinds of crazy bullshit.
I've never really watched much Rick and Morty. I've not really tried either. I can't say that I've given it a real college try. Plenty of people try to get me to watch it. It's one of those
Derek Vance. Best to show that kind of stuff. It's pretty crazy.
Derek Vance things where it's like, okay, you know, people like it. So what's Derek do? He doesn't like it because he likes to be the anti of everything like an asshole. So, and that's probably part of it. So I should give Rick and Morty a good try.
Yeah, there's like six seasons now. I think they just started the sixth season. So
yeah, they're only like, what, 10 episodes a piece or 12 episodes a piece? They're not real big, are they?
I don't know. They're probably more than that, but I'm not sure.
Missing from the show so far, should be joining us, I would hope, later. No guarantees, though, is missing Kitty himself. That is Careful Ralph. He is out chasing cats around, it sounds like, which just the other night, the coconut wife at her new place. It's weird. Coconut. She's got a new cat. His name is Butters or Butt. She had messaged me saying how the cat got out, knocked out the screen in one of the kids' rooms, got out. She noticed it on one of her outdoor cameras 6 minutes late, 7 minutes later, goes outside to go look for the cat. Doesn't see the cat. Nope. The cat went out back. Thankfully, didn't go out front. The cat went out back. Couldn't find the cat out front, looking. Can't find the cat. Grabs a flashlight, goes back over there by the fence in the tree area. Sure enough, there's Butters sitting there, clearly freaked the fuck out, and she found the cat. But that cat jumped out the side of the off the side of the, you know, the duplex. Could have went to the street and might have ate some shit, but it went towards the back, and thankfully she found the cat. But hopefully, same story for Careful Ralph and his missing pussy. That sounds like a Professor Layton game. Careful Ralph in the case of the missing pussy.
Well, I mean, speaking of Professor Layton, did you see that Rain Code game or whatever the heck? Was it Rain Code? Or
what is it?
During the Nintendo Direct.
I didn't see anything in the Nintendo Direct. Spoilers, I didn't see it.
Detective-style game, so.
How's it spelled?
I mentioned it in the chat, but I'm surprised Ralph did not. But it's by the Danganronpa people. They're making some game called Rain Code. And
okay.
You're a detective.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't see this. Let's see if I can pull up the trailer live as we're doing this.
I don't know if it's a Switch exclusive. I don't think it is, but I think it comes out on Switch first.
This is like very, exclusive. Very Japanese, I can say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. Art style looks like that.
Yeah, that game could be a hit.
That music sounds... I like the music.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there was more to that direct than Ralph made it seem. Like, they showed a shitload of games.
It was like an hour-long direct, right? I literally didn't even watch it, just because I had forgotten about it, and I was in the middle of doing a bunch of shopping. The oldest, Jolene's birthday is tomorrow. She turns 11. Hadley's birthday is 11 days from now on the 25th. She turns 5, so it's just been a lot of busyness with that. So, yeah, I totally spaced. And we'll get to it, but I would say that the idea that there's a new Fire Emblem does get me excited. But We will we'll get there momentarily. But otherwise, what's
not excite Ralph though?
I'm sure it doesn't. What's been going on with you, Ryan? Anything new and exciting in your life?
Nothing really. Nothing until really like next month. That's when I go to Portland.
Oh hell yeah!
Oh no, a challenger has arrived.
The new challenger.
Yeah, it's like he's running out from the back like a chair.
We're finally getting the run-in we've always wanted.
Yeah, should have played Stone Cold's music.
The backstage assault has has happened.
I thought you meant I like blew up once I got midair.
Are you gonna pull a CM Punk here? Are you gonna pull a CM Punk here and start shit talking everybody?
Is this kayfabe or no?
That's the question. This is the shoot, bud. This is the shoot.
Okay.
You gotta shoot the real shit.
Yeah.
Go see that Barbarian movie. Ooh, and if you guys have not heard or seen it yet, you should definitely go check that out.
Is it good?
It's not. Oh yeah, it's real good.
Yeah, I would like to. I saw the premise is double booked Airbnb turns into horror nightmare essentially.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say more than that because probably the less you know, watch or read going in, the probably better it's gonna be. Because it's definitely something else. I also watched that Pearl comes out this week too, so I watched X, which I don't know if you guys, it's a Ty West movie. It's like a throwback slasher, kind of like a Texas Chainsaw, but it's like they're going to shoot a porn movie in the 70s.
Okay.
So they want to find a remote location so they can make it like as low budget as possible, and then the shit just hits the fan. Some old lady starts murdering everybody because she can't have sex with her husband anymore. And they're all banging. So
jealousy reigns supreme.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
Wow.
Sounds very hot.
Pearl is supposed to be the old lady when she's young. So this is like a prequel this week. So I might go see that as well. But I'm sure she murdered some people when she was young too.
I would like to go see Clerks 3, obviously, as the Kevin Smith nerd that I am. That came out yesterday, but they're doing like special event showings. It's not just like going to a normal theater. There's like it's like an event type thing. I think there's like maybe a Q&A or something afterwards. So it's like $20 a ticket, but obviously I'm a big dork. But also in this day and age, I really have a feeling that Kevin probably has a digital release platform ready to go after a couple of weeks. So I have a feeling in like by the time October hits, I'll be able to watch that movie at home if I had to guess. So, but I'm very excited for that.
Probably.
But Barbarian does look extremely good.
There's a new Aqua Teen movie coming out. I found out.
Oh,
nobody cares. Probably.
I know you do.
I know they were still making them
in November. Yeah. Yeah. I'm into that.
I want, can we just go back to, can we have a Space Ghost movie? Can somebody make a Space Ghost movie?
I'd be into that.
I would be. Make it happen. I've been watching a lot of Space Ghost at night still. I can't seem to find a show that I continuously watch. And obviously we all know Derek Vance just fucking flips a light switch and is out in an insane amount of time.
The Broncos ride and can't even keep you awake.
That's true. I fucking went down like a sack of bricks, bud. I was so tired after work that day. Or I guess that was Monday. Yeah, no, I did work that day. I worked up with Coconut at the dog grooming salon. So I had bathed like 8 or 9 dogs and was just fucking exhausted. Come home. Yeah, we had to go to the mother-in-law's house because she was doing some birthday thing for the kids, and then I got home, everybody dispersed to bed, sat on the couch, Russell Wilson was not riding the right way, and I went to sleep.
You tried.
That's what Ciara said to you.
Yes, why I have so many children and so much money.
You can't fall asleep on Team 3 like that. Can't do it.
Yeah, Team 3 who almost said Go Hawks at the end of his press conference. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So. Kicked out of Team 3 for stuff like that. Yeah. Even Russell Wilson has been kicked out.
Yeah, he's no longer a part of the team. I found that I watched the Manning cast during that because I just don't care about Joe Buck or Troy Aikman talking to me. I can't stand him.
Yeah.
So watching the Manning cast was at least fun.
Similar to Peyton at the end of the game there.
What's that?
Well, they also wanted them to call a timeout at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah, Peyton was pissed. You could see Peyton was really irritated about what was happening. He was not bummed.
I get why they wanted him to call a timeout, but, like, he already decided they're kicking the field goal, so that's why they weren't calling the timeout.
Right. It's just a bad – that's a bad call in general. You're kicking the field goal, bad call. You didn't take the timeout, double bad call. But then at the end of the game, when the game's over, then you decide to take a timeout in hopes that there's a bad snap.
Well, I missed calls. That because yeah. as soon as he missed the field goal, I was like, okay, it's over, so I shut it off. So I didn't know he burned those other two timeouts.
He burned the timeouts on the kickoff, and then the – like, timeout. It's like, this makes it look worse that you didn't take the timeout on the 4th and 5, honestly. So, football season's in full swing. The Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. Go ahead and put all of your money on it right this second. Ralph. Go ahead and just put a second mortgage out on the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
The Chiefs play the Bills this year?
I hope so.
Probably. I'm really
not there yet. Not,
I don't know. Maybe this is just me in general, just so jaded about everything anymore. So,
after winning a Super Bowl, you're still jaded?
Well, it's like, where do you go from there?
Bad again.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's like they lost that Super Bowl, and it's like
they've been good for like a decade now. Do you need them to just like be bad for like a decade and then?
You need the balancing act. It's like seeing the Royals, but the Royals tumbled immediately. It was like the Royals were randomly good for 3 years, won the series, and then were absolute trash again. It was like, okay, back to normal.
Yeah, I was like thinking about this recently. It's like my two favorite teams in sports both won a championship in the last 10 years, yeah. And
like, and you why? Still hate I both. Never, of them.
Well, I would have never thought they'd ever won anything in my life. Well, besides the Royals in 85, but I was too young for that. Right. But,
you got to see them both, and the jadedness is still real.
Yeah.
We call you Steven Tyler.
What's that?
Week six in Kansas City, Buffalo comes to town.
Yeah, so, I think Buffalo is going to smoke that.
It's a rematch in the same place, but might not be as cold this time.
This time, until the playoffs hit.
But I was going to say, we could go to that game, but I'll be in Portland that weekend, so I can't. Yeah, it'd
be kind of dope.
We're
going to have to move heaven and earth to get Ralph to go to anything at this point. He's not going to the Rumble. He doesn't want to go to a Chiefs game.
Man, Machine Head's going to be in St. Louis November 20th or 21st, and like they're my favorite band, and they're playing a three-hour set.
Oh,
just it's only them. And I don't think I could do it.
Man,
I don't know.
That'd be a great time for you. I mean, a great time for you, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, like, and I don't know anyone else who likes Machine Head, let alone that well.
I bet if you called Andrew Brown after all these years, he would come down and go to Machine Head with you.
I mean, they've got clean vocals sometimes, so I don't know.
I bet he'd go. Listen, Spirit Box goes on their own headlining tour, and they come close, we're doing it.
We'll see.
Oh, I'll fucking drag you out. I'll drag you to hell, Sam Raimi.
I've been to a concert since one I performed in 2014. So
let me tell you, the two that I have now been to since pandemic, obviously whatever, but the two that I've been to since the pandemic hit and coming out of it have been really cathartic and really, really cool. One, obviously, I went with Jolene. That was awesome. Just for the whole experience other than getting stuck in fucking Nebraska. And then the one in Iowa City, that concert, there was like 100 people there, maybe. Very small band, obviously, but it was super fun.
Nice.
Great show. Okay. Really. It's just music's so important for me. So that's why I love that shit. And I know it is for you, too.
Yeah, and my car. That's the most important.
I mean, whatever it works, man. Whatever it takes. It's different when you can make your own music like you can. I mean, no, you're going to come home and turn on music? Well, why do that when you can pick up a guitar and do it all yourself?
Well, because it's a lot better when I listen to someone else do it.
I need the update on Careful Ralph in the case of the missing pussy. We were talking about that before you got here. The new Professor Layton game. Oh. We need an update.
Yeah, I got him. He got back on our front porch, which now has guardrails, and well, not guardrails. What do you call it? I guess railing. And he got in a corner and realized he was too fat to fit through. So I got him.
I was telling Ryan a story about how the coconut at her place, her cat Butters or Butt got out recently, and she thankfully found him in the backyard about 10 minutes after he got out. So crazy. Cats. Damn cats.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, NFL's in full swing. The Broncos look like shit. The Lions, I thought, looked pretty good, bud.
I don't know. They gave up, what, 38?
37, 38 well, points?
I guess Goff was 7 of that, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they gave up way too many points. Like, you can't be giving up that many. And, like, they couldn't – if you are a quarterback that can run at all, they are not going to stop you. Like, Hutchinson looked terrible trying to chase down Hurts.
Is he hurt? Or is that someone else? No, that's that Thibodeau guy.
Hutchinson. Hurt. Yeah, the guy for the Giants. Yeah, Hutchinson's not hurt from what I can tell. But yeah, like on, when I watched the because I wasn't able to watch that game live since I was forced to watch the Bears and 49ers.
Forced?
Yeah.
Well, like.
Because of what was on TV. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a, I don't have like whatever NFL package or whatever. Listen,
what's this NFL Plus? Did you look into that?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe I could to watch the Lions games.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's like MLB where you can like listen or watch the games out of market or how that works. But I know NFL Plus and it's like not very expensive. So I don't know. There's got to be something in there where it's like, well, yeah, you can watch out of market games, but it still can't be within the 4, 5, 6, 7 teams that are around your area.
Yeah, I just to say that watching the Hutchinsons on those highlights. Did not look like Bosa, for sure. Bosa gets in there way better and handles a quarterback like that way better than what Hutchinson was doing. He looked like he was just getting outrun and tired. So, I don't know. Maybe he'll be better as the season goes on. But I think he only ended up with one tackle in that whole game. So, and I don't know if they sacked. Maybe they got one sack off the check. If they sacked Hurts at all. They might have. Not good for the Lions. I thought they blew the Eagles out last year, didn't they? Well, there's one game where the Lions just smoked somebody, and I thought maybe it was the Eagles.
I didn't think the Eagles would be that good, and then also the fact that I drafted Devonta Smith and he did nothing. So it's like, how did the Eagles score that many points and not throw to that guy? But
they threw to AJ Lions. Brown.
Yeah.
So they threw to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. I was with the Hy-Vee before the game started, and there was a guy, Eagles fan there, who said something to me just because I had a Lions hoodie on. And he didn't even know who the fuck the quarterback was for the Lions. Like, what, they got a rookie this year? I was like, no.
It's fucking Jared Goff still, you idiot.
Still got Goff. But let's check. I think they might, let's see if they smoked the Eagles last year. I knew one year they just lit the Eagles up.
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good beat down, though?
Oh no! It was the other way around. The Eagles lit the Lions up. 44-6.
The ending to the story you thought you had was actually the ending to the story we all thought you had.
Oh man, there was one time though that the Lions put a hurt on somebody. Maybe it was the Rams. I can't.
Barry Sanders was there.
It was just out of nowhere. All of a sudden, like the Lions are just playing horrible, and then out of nowhere, they just destroy some team.
That's like the Broncos beating the Cowboys last year. Like no one expected that. Broncos are ass, and yet they beat the Cowboys. But then again, the Cowboys are trash.
True.
How hilarious is it that Dak broke his hand first game?
I mean, I feel bad for him, but yeah, there's. Well, he seems like an all right guy. It's not like he's like a sexual predator like Ezekiel Elliott.
R. Kelly?
Or R. Kelly, yeah. Man.
I don't wish ill upon Dak. I just think he's very average, and he got paid a lot of money to be a very average quarterback.
Yeah, it's just the times we live in. Well, like when Lamar Jackson's turning down all that money.
Well,
he's going to get hurt.
That's because the fucking Browns ruined the entirety of quarterbacks being signed by giving him that rapist $250 million guaranteed dollars. Like, you just can't. You can't do that.
Yeah, and then the Browns ruined their home turf. Yeah. You see that new image they have on the center at the 50-yard line? Yuck.
They don't, listen, they're only going to win on the road anyway, apparently. That's all they're going to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm into that. That logo is pretty sweet. Just out of nowhere. Just, yeah, we're doing this. It was the Eagles, but it was back in
1983. What a random memory to have. You have an 8-year, 9-year old memory.
How often do the Lions just like blow out a team? Out? Yeah.
You're not wrong. Who do they got this week?
They got the Commanders.
Oh, Carson Wentz coming off a hot week.
It's actually like a notable thing too, because it's like the first time the Lions have been favored to win a game in 24 games. So.
Will they do it? Is it at home?
It is. I don't know. We'll find out.
I think you've got it.
I bet it is.
It's at home. Yeah, it's in Detroit. Yeah.
Tomorrow night, Chiefs and Chargers, baby. Thursday night football. Ralph is not excited, but I am. That should be a really fun game.
Probably. I'll probably forget to watch it. Yeah. That's where we're at now.
That's all right.
It's usually bedtime for the bird. So yeah,
little bird.
Yeah. Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack. So should be pretty good.
That's scary.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I forgot Khalil Mack was on there.
Yeah. Got out of Chicago.
Yeah. That rain was crazy. It was like
that rain was crazy.
Similar to it was worse than the Iowa State game, but similar where like it was raining off and on during the game, and then towards the end it just started downpouring. That's the same thing that happened to the Bears and 49ers.
And Trey Lance sucks, just for the record. I just want to put that out there.
Oh yeah.
Trash.
Pat McAfee said that you can't really like
don't care, Pat.
He said that you can't make any judgments based off of that game. Like, they were all excited, ready to see what Trey Lance can do. And then, did you guys watch that game?
I saw highlights, but that's it.
It was downpouring. Let me know if the clicking happens, because my camera keeps doing shit.
Nope, you're good. I saw it just flicker, but no clicking yet.
And, like, I watched that whole game, too. And, yeah, like, at a certain point of the game, they just no longer could do anything. So, I don't know. I think we're going to have to wait few more games to figure out if Trey Lance is garbage. Because, like, if that's the case, then Aaron Rodgers is garbage, too.
I mean, but we all know Aaron Rodgers is bad week one, so it's fine.
I guess. Well, maybe that's Trey Lance, too, right?
I hope not. I hope Trey Lance is just ass.
Why? So Jimmy G can come back in?
I don't know. Just because I want to be a negative person, I guess. I don't know.
Well, then who's the rookie that you a rookie or second-year quarterback that you think is good? Because Justin Fields didn't look good either.
And I also think Fields is not great. I think Jalen Hurts is probably the better of those guys.
Well, Lawrence, no.
Trevor, I think, needs a little more time. I don't know.
What about Tua?
I have no faith in Tua. I've never had faith in Tua, though.
Tua beat out Jalen.
Yeah, with a last name like Tunga Vailoa, it's too many letters. I can't get behind that.
It sounds kind of racist in a weird way, but that's fine. I guess
it's more wordist,
like, or something.
It's more wordist than it is racist, I think.
Okay, I just watched that Manti Te'o.
Oh yeah,
thing on Netflix, and the name. So yeah, Tua's name sounds very Hawaiian. But I don't know where he's from, but
was that Tua was that Manti Te'o thing good?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, he made himself look dumber, I thought, but whatever. Hey, it's fine.
We all could use a little dumb people in our lives. It makes us look better, I guess.
Well, and that person who did the stuff to him, I think they look like a huge dick. Like,
especially the way end.
The way he and then she became a she, but the way she reacted, I was like, wow, you are very self-centered.
She tracked down some real person to send him a real image, and I don't even know how that happened. Like, how did that person even agree to help him out? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, so, that was bizarre.
And it was supposed to be like after she said she died, and like, yeah, she actually tracked down this real person to like prove that no, she didn't die, she's actually still alive. And so then Te'o had no idea what to do, and he had to go to that Heisman Trophy presentation around that time. So,
what the fuck? I just the thing I keep remembering the most from that was some interview they had with Manti Te'o, and they asked him if he was gay, and he said, "No, far from it." Yeah. It's like, man, times are different now. I don't think anybody would have said it like that.
Far nowadays. From it.
Well, laughed. I think they probably still would, because like, even though players have come out in the NFL, like almost all of those players, like their career's immediately over. So I wouldn't be surprised if nowadays people would still hide it. Like I don't know if anybody other than that player for Missouri that had openly come out before going into the NFL. Like, is there a player that's done that? I don't think there has been. And there has to be gay players in the NFL right now.
Well, that Nassib guy is, right?
Yeah, and
but that was after.
Yeah, he got cut after that year, or not either cut or not signed. And then I don't know if he's on another team now.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the show.
There you go.
The
show. All right, been on. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. No, I'm just kidding. Let's move on.
Did
let's
we even start the show.
Yeah, we already started the show.
You
jumped in late.
Went down the ramp in the middle of it. Yeah. The chair.
Okay.
By God, it's a slobber knocker.
I sort of broke some glass on the way in.
Yeah, just a water bottle. Throw it on the ground.
Talked about the direct a little bit, but not much.
Let's jump into some video game news. That's what we do here on the Level Up Show podcast. Talk about video game news, and there's been a fuck ton of it. So most of these are pretty quick hitters. I don't know that we need to spend a bunch of time here, but when we get down to the state of play and the Nintendo Direct, maybe a little more time there. So,
oh yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please. Quite.
We'll start at the top with the Ubisoft, which was Assassin's Creed heavy. No surprise there. They announced Assassin's Creed Infinity, which I don't know that I understand necessarily, but it is a hub where apparently they're going to be able to play different entries of the game. So essentially, I don't know if this is like the live service part of the new Assassin's Creed model, the Infinity portion, and then you buy the Mirage pack for $50, then you can play Assassin's Creed Mirage or whatnot. This seems like a weird choice from Ubisoft to do this weird hub world thing, in my opinion. So it's fine.
I have no opinion on this.
While they were announcing that, they also announced the two new games in development for Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed Red, which is everyone's on the samurai train, which we'll get to. Ghost of Tsushima style Assassin's Creed, and then another one called Assassin's Creed Hex. Those are not final names, just code names while they work on them. They announced Assassin's Creed Mobile, which I thought was already a thing, but apparently it is not.
Does it hang above a crib? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, it's just it's Ezio with a blade above your child.
Okay.
Not a real blade.
Okay, good.
Down in the trailer, in the trailer, it's like enhanced for trailer purposes, you know, like all those other things.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed Mirage was formally announced a couple weeks back. They talked about that a little bit. That's coming out in 2023. They talked about Rayman is coming to Mario and Rabbids along with DLC that will be both free and paid with the new Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope. Sparks of Hope, which is coming out in October.
October 20th.
Thank you.
Yep.
They announced Brawlhalla, which is a free-to-play game, which I've never played. They're doing a Castlevania crossover, if that does anything for anybody.
What is Brawlhalla? Is it a platform fighter?
I think it's a fighter of some sort. I honestly didn't look into it because I've seen it and never touched it.
Well, I think the Ninja Turtles are in that too. I feel like whenever they got announced for it, I looked at it and it was, it looks like Smash Brothers or Multiverses or whatever.
It's like, been around a little while.
Yeah. I mean, they put Simon Belmont in Smash Brothers and I didn't care.
Sure.
So I'm not
going to care about this either, yeah.
Seems weird, but whatever.
That's they fine. Also had a Disney and Marvel and Star Wars thing, like a Disney Plus-ish day, where they showed off movies and TV shows and video games on top of it. Amy Hennig's new studio, which I can't think of what the hell it's called, is developing a 50s Captain America / Black Panther game. However, the Black Panther will not be... the same Black Panther that we have seen in the movies, obviously with that gentleman have passing away. It seems that they're going to move past that character, T'Challa, all around. They're not going to do that version of the Black Panther anymore.
He won't be able to vote either if it's in the 50s.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's probably maybe that's what the game's about, honestly.
Okay. Like, get some Rosa Parks in there.
Yeah. Back of the bus. It's just Speed with Rosa Parks in the 50s with Captain America. I want to be a pitch man for dumb shit like that. Like, I don't actually want to be serious about anything, but I want people to bring me in for pitches so I can say stupid shit like that.
No, I mean, I think that's golden, probably.
Somebody would make that. Devolver Digital would make that video game.
Yeah, probably.
Black Speed with Black Panther and Captain America. And Rosa and Parks. Hart. And Kevin Hart as Kevin Hart as Rosa Parks.
Whoa, okay. Yeah,
we got to be inclusive here. Got to be inclusive. Marvel's Midnight Suns, which has gotten delayed like fucking a few different times, which is the new. Why am I blanking on the name?
Firaxis?
Yeah, XCOM style game, right?
Yeah, is it Firaxis?
Yeah, Firaxis is making this. They finally announced a date for that game to come out, coming out December 2nd, which is my brother's birthday, and there is no Switch date yet. So I have a feeling that Switch version is canceled.
Should be. What's the point?
Biffle Games, which I've heard the name Mike Biffle before. I believe he did the Thomas Was Alone.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And maybe that John Wick.
John Wick Hex, maybe? Yeah, that sounds right. He is developing a game called Tron Identity, which is a visual novel-style Tron game, and I'm way into that.
I've never seen anything Tron.
Oh, man.
So I don't know anything about Tron.
All about Tron. Tron, the first Tron, cool, old, little bird would probably not like that. Tron Legacy, though, she's all about some Daft Punk, I guarantee you that. So that soundtrack is hot, okay. And she's probably all about some bridges, so...
Okay, yeah, she's old, usually about burning bridges.
But old, yeah, old Jeff old Bridges. Bridges.
Released that Tron game on Wii U, or no? Was that before the Wii U?
No, it's on Wii. Well, there's a Tron game on Wii. I don't think it's actually the same one on PS3 and 360. But no Tron game on Wii U.
Bummer.
Illusion Island was also announced. This is a 2D platformer starring Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy, but the art style is pretty fucking cool. I thought it looked kind of nifty. That is coming to the Switch also. I don't know. That's, for some reason, this art style spoke to me, and I was like, this kind of looks all right. So, Illusion Island.
The same people who made that last Battletoads game, though, which is questionable.
That might be a little weird, but...
I mean, that game looked good, too, I thought. Yeah. Or, like, the style was interesting. Yeah, I mean, it looks nice. I don't know how it'll play, but we'll find out.
Yeah, I think that was that struck me visually more than it did anything else, which sometimes that's what you need. Niantic, who is the people that made Pokemon Go, which everyone was obsessed with, and some people still... Ryan, you know anybody that plays Pokemon Go still?
My girlfriend's sister does. I don't know if she's... I don't know if she's still playing it, but... I've heard them talk about it within the last year. So,
Coconut and the kids definitely play Pokemon Go still. So, still pretty huge. Marvel World of Heroes is from Niantic, from the Pokemon Go people. So, that will be a similar. I think it might be a card collector or something of that sort. But in the same vein of what they do with Pokemon Go, but with Marvel and Avengers things, and I'm like, okay, I'm probably there for that.
Yeah. Did you try Pikmin Bloom? Because that was an Niantic, right? It wasn't.
I didn't, but I don't fucking like Pikmin. I think they're really annoying.
Well, it's. I was going to call it a walking simulator, but I mean, it's like a pedometer. So yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But if they sold like a pedometer that you could like, make like, talk to your phone, like I would buy that.
Sure.
Cause I walk all the freaking time, but I don't like to carry my phone.
Right.
Cause I get sweaty and it kills things.
Sure.
In my pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no. Okay.
It is a pedometer, right? Not a pedometer.
Yeah, that's a different thing. But
might be good to have too, right?
You should probably carry a pedometer as you're walking. You don't happen to have a gaydar, also, do you?
Well, I can say that I don't think I'm the right age to be afraid of a pedophile. I don't think it's technically possible.
But you can help somebody else. like somebody out nearby. You know,
right.
Like,
yeah. Maybe you're walking along, stroller
I'm
comes by.
I'm by school a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
You could be day man or night man with the pedometer.
Champion of the sun.
Exactly. This last announcement here from the Disney stuff got me excited, but maybe I'm the only one because I liked this cartoon a whole lot. They are remastering the 90s Gargoyles game that they released for the Sega Genesis back in the day. I don't know that I remember playing this game specifically, but it looks familiar. My brain has nostalgia for Gargoyles, so I'm fucking in.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen the cartoon, but there was a recent episode of Sega Lord X on YouTube who I like, and he was playing this. And this was weeks ago before this was announced. And yeah, it looks pretty neat. So I would like to play this remaster.
The movie. Did they have like a TV show too?
Gargoyles was a TV show, on Fox.
Is it also a movie?
They might have done a movie, but I don't remember it being a movie. I just remember the TV show that I watched in the morning before school. Big fan. Yeah. Big fan of Gargoyles.
Yeah, I'm like way into this. Like just some random old. Like,
what a game to pick that you're going to remaster. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm sure it was pretty popular at the time, but like now, like nobody talks about that show. At least not that I ever hear. So like, yeah, I'm way on board for just grabbing old stuff and remastering
sure,
it.
Sure, why not? Fuck it.
Why not?
I'm with you.
Easy money, I would think, but maybe not.
I mean, I would think that this is going to be like, what? I can't, 20, 30 bucks, 40 bucks maybe, tops?
Oh, I was thinking like 10. I mean, unless they put it in a collection like that, what was that?
Lion King, Aladdin, Jungle Book? Yeah.
Yeah, because that was like 30, I think, for all three of them.
Sure.
I could be wrong. It wasn't too much.
No, but I'm totally in for this, and pretty big excitement level for me on that anyway. So,
yeah, I'm in.
Let's move on to the State of Play, which I watched live yesterday at 5:00 p.m. Solid 20 minutes from Sony talking about different games. Did either of you watch anything beyond the last trailer that I sent you? Anybody look at anything?
No,
I saw the Yakuza thing.
Okay, so they started off with a Tekken 8 trailer, which looked honestly fucking outstanding. What's that?
I saw the Ronin thing too.
Okay, the Ronin thing's cool. I thought the Tekken 8 trailer looked fucking cool, in my opinion. And I'm not a fighting game guy. I've always been more partial to Tekken as a fighter. And there was a mix of...
Is there a bear?
There was no bear. It was definitely Jin versus somebody. Maybe his dad? No, I wish. Okay. I think it was Jin versus his dad, and I can't remember his dad's name. Not Sin. And it's not Hayashi, because Hayashi was his grandpa, right?
Paul. I don't know any of these people.
Anyway.
Yeah.
This trailer's hot. I thought it looked really cool. It was really interesting. I thought that if that's how the gameplay is going to be, it looks way next gen, and I'm here for it. It looked dope.
Nice. Is it only on PS5 and Xbox Series X, or is it also
didn't mention anything PS4? Other than PlayStation 5.
We will find.
I believe it's next gen. I think it's next gen only. I really do.
And probably.
And the way it looks, it better be. So.
Also Switch.
They showed off. Cloud. They also showed off some VR2 stuff. New Star Wars Galaxy Edge game, and then this game called Demio, which was essentially a tabletop RPG where you play in VR. Sure.
Okay.
Cool. Fine. Yeah. Interesting idea, concept for sure. Rolling dice, moving your players, things like that in VR. That seems like a win, right? They showed off just Hogwarts Legacy getting PlayStation exclusive quests, which, again, cool, I guess. this game, Sin Duality, from Bandai Namco, didn't do a goddamn thing for me. Third-person shooter, kind of looked like Nier. I just didn't love it. Project Eve. When it said Eve, or the person said Eve, I'm like, this isn't fucking Parasite Eve, is it? What? But Project Eve,
Square Enix owns that.
Was renamed Stellar Blade, which is a fucking abysmal name for a video game.
What? That blade is stellar.
Oh, no? Terrible fucking name, but it's called Stellar Blade. That's coming out next year. That game didn't do a whole lot for me. They showed off that Yakuza spinoff game, Ishin, Like a Dragon, or Like a Dragon Ishin. It's coming out for PS4 and PS5 in February.
That's a remake of a game that came out on PS3, but not in the US.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. But then I think today they announced the next actual Yakuza game that's going to star both Kiryu and the dude from Like a Dragon, they announced today. I think it was Yakuza 8 at this point.
The show trailer?
There was a trailer. It was both of them walking side by side. This game called Pacific Drive, which I think you guys should check out the trailer for, from Ironwood Studios. It is intriguing and interesting post-apocalyptic Pacific Northwest game. It looks like it might be a rogue-like or of the sort. Somebody's driving around in a car. Some kind of supernatural element happens to where you were trying to outrun it. Something happens to the effect of you crashing your vehicle, and then the pull away was it showed the vehicle like it was crashed, and then all of a sudden it was wiped as if maybe you just continuously are on runs. Didn't really detail a whole lot. No date for Pacific Drive yet, but I would say check out that trailer. I thought it looked cool.
Heard that it was like described as a survival game, so I was out.
Immediately out. Yeah, I didn't get survival elements from it. Again, it showed you driving in a car and then getting out of a car and back into the car and driving away. So
you were out of gas.
You were at a gas station to get gas, presumably. So Neo developer Team Ninja announced this open world samurai game, which I thought was probably the second best thing that we saw at the State of Play, called Rise of the Ronin. Coming out 2024. It is a console exclusive. It is a Japanese Ronin set time frame where you're not only using, again, Japanese swords and samurais, but also guns. I caution to use the word Bloodborne, but, you know, between swords and then shooting with guns, or you got gun blades like Final Fantasy VIII. This game looked fucking interesting, and I am here for Rise of the Ronin for sure. And then nothing else mattered because they showed off the God of War Ragnarok story trailer, and I immediately beat off in my car 3 times.
Oh, man. Okay.
Man, I'm really excited for that game. I can't fucking wait.
Did you see how many cuts were in that trailer, though?
I mean, a billion.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, listen, Kevin Dunn is producing this trailer for Vince McMahon. We're just cutting all the action, just pew, 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 pew.
I still don't understand why, like, they had to do that in the first one. They could have easily made a good game without trying to not make cuts.
No way.
The one camera take, you didn't like that?
No, because it's not like you're making a movie. It's not like everybody's got to nail it in one shot.
I don't think that's going to be how this game plays, but especially based on what the trailer looks like. But who knows?
So the reason why I think he did it was because of movies.
The cinema, it felt more cinematic.
So to me, it's just like
cinematic.
I don't know. I guess maybe forcing limitations on yourself to be more creative. I guess I don't know.
I loved the one take thing, but I also love one take takes. I think it looks cool.
Yeah, but it's a video game, right? It's not a movie. So it's just a gimmick for a video game.
Isn't it a gimmick for a movie or a TV show?
I don't think so. No, because like to me, like the what was like that
True
movie
Detective.
With Michael Keaton?
Oh, the Bird movie, Birdman.
Man.
Yeah, that made you feel like you were
in
with
it.
Them through the whole thing. Sure. Yeah. So
why doesn't that? Doesn't do that for video games?
No, because like the video games, like even though they're doing like one take, he still travels to other places. So like you see that fade to white. So technically, to me, that's a cut.
That's a cut.
But
the load screen takes you out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. I hope that that's not how this is, because with Corey Barlog not being the director, I hope that they don't try to do too many of the same things. But what I will say about this trailer, which did either of you watch the trailer?
I did.
I'm happy that they didn't focus on gameplay really at all, because They're not changing anything gameplay wise. The reason this game exists is solely for the story they're trying to tell. Like, hey, guess what? You still have the axe and it does the same shit. You still got the Chaos Blades. And guess what? They still do the same shit. Like, I don't need to see him using any of those weapons. Like, the deaths will be cool, or like how you kill certain things will be nifty. But I'm glad they didn't use that time to focus on, oh, hey, we're doing these different button mashes or, you know, fucking QTEs because we didn't do them in the last game and y'all complained because it wasn't old God of War. I'm glad they didn't really choose the time to focus on that and it was the story, because that's it for me. That's what I'm here for. Fair enough.
I don't know if I even care anymore. I mean, this is where I am, though.
So excited.
Yeah, I'm glad.
That game is going to play. Yeah. That game will play amazing, obviously, but.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's going to be a good game. I just
you say maybe.
Don't know if I care anymore. But
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. No guarantees. I mean, yeah. Remember what happened to Cyberpunk.
It's true. Something's got to dethrone Elden Ring as the game of the year, though. So,
and there's no way. Like, if this game is the same game like that the other one was, 100% with just a new story, there's no way.
Yeah, I know. For me, it will be, but I totally understand why it won't be everybody's game of the year. So, I'm just telling you now.
Especially like you're over there saying like they're not doing anything different with the game.
They're not showcasing that anyway.
So, like to me, like right away, it's already saying like. Nope.
Hey, we copy and pasted everything and just came up with a new story. Like, yeah, I get that. But, yeah, so God of War Ragnarok, that's coming out in November. They also shot off a new controller, which looked kind of cool with the two wolves portraying Kratos and his son. And then I like the blue and white tone of that. So,
It sounded like the son's voice has changed a little. Like,
a little more puberty. Yeah, a little puberty action. Yeah, it happens to the best of us. Sometimes the worst of us, but most of the time best of us.
They should make his voice break during it. That'd be pretty funny.
That would be kind of fun. All right, Ralph, you got to talk about this Nintendo Direct that you watched. I didn't watch. I forgot about. And it seems like, contrary to popular belief, because we know Careful Ralph cares about a great many things. He's very passionate about all of the things, especially video games.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to hear you talk excitedly about all these great Nintendo announcements that I missed. I'm so pumped. I can't wait for you to tell me it was the best Direct in years.
You're right. It was. No, I mean, Pikmin 4, you know, has been long rumored, like, whatever, that's fine.
Who cares? Not really.
Yeah, that was a pretty good shirt Miyamoto was wearing, but, I'm not a huge Pikmin fan, but it's cool.
Who cares?
Cool to exist. Fire Emblem Engage.
Now, I mean, you know what that does for me.
Yeah, it looked good. I mean, I don't know. Comes out in January, I think. Like, what I learned most from this is, like, they don't care at all about Christmas. I mean, I guess except Pokemon.
Selling consoles, that's about it.
Yeah, because, like, I don't think Bayonetta's going to, you know, be on everyone's wish list, but you know, whatever.
OLED Pokemon, like the purple controller and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, and they got a Splatoon OLED also.
I mean,
Splatoon's selling so well in Japan, I guess it like broke some kind of record. So, like, I don't. Maybe they're just expecting Splatoon to carry them, which it might.
I didn't buy it. Did you buy it?
No, I went back and forth and
Coconut
finally went against it.
She says good.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Some quality of life improvements, it sounds like, for Splatoon 3. So,
I heard the campaign's actually pretty long.
Yeah, she doesn't play the campaign, which I was like, that's the thing I would only play, I think. It's like Call of Duty. Like, I only used to play the campaigns, but she said in and out of matches and like, you know, before they would have all these radio announcers and there'd be different loading screens and things like that. Seems like they've streamlined a lot of those for you to get in and out of matches and into the next one pretty quick. So, good.
Okay.
Good for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
First Splatfest is coming up, I think, soon.
Yeah. They said something about that in the Direct. Kirby's Dream Land. No, Kirby's Return to Dream Land was a Wii game coming to Switch. I don't know. Probably fine.
Sure.
Octopath Traveler 2.
That's coming to everything. Not a Switch exclusive.
Game Pass?
Yeah.
Might be. But I don't think it's on PS4 and Xbox One. I think it's on PS5 and Series XS.
This IGN article says...
Maybe it's not on Xbox.
PC, PS5 and PS4, no Xbox.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Because the other one came out on Xbox.
After, though. It was a year later.
Yeah, maybe one day. But, of course, Bayonetta 3.
Yes.
In October.
A lot of people getting their hands onto that game and talking really highly of it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good. Well, I mean, I hope it is, but yeah. Final Fantasy Theatre Rhythm, whatever the heck that's called. A new one coming out.
Threat Rhythm.
I love how they had like a big burst thing that said paid DLC. It's like, okay.
Of course.
It's not out till February and we're already boasting about the paid DLC.
Make sure you give me more money.
It's got Nier music in it you can buy, apparently.
Nice.
But, Goldeneye is back, I guess. On Nintendo Switch Online Plus Expansion Pack.
I hope this is good.
I mean, I'm sure it's just Goldeneye. It's got online multiplayer, though. Well, like I was saying in our Discord, like, I don't know
those
if they're going to give you some controller options, because, like, people going back to that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they really could, but...
You have to play the Xbox One for that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think people will like it, but I might be surprised. Crisis Core, going to have a bad version of it on Switch.
Yeah, I forgot that was coming out on Switch. I thought maybe that was a different game, like some other version of Crisis Core, but now it's the same one that's supposed to come out on the other consoles.
Yeah. It looked like a bad version of It Takes Two was coming to Switch. It did not look good in that trailer. Like, why are we even doing this? I don't know.
You gotta make money.
That is true. I just closed out the article. let's see. What else did we have?
Fatal Frame.
Fatal Frame. Was that a Wii game?
That
Japanese Wii game?
It came out in Europe and Japan, but not in the United States, or I don't think anywhere in North America. But
yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Did you ever pick up that Wii U one? The physical PS4 version.
No, because I think you can get it through Play Asia, but
yeah,
I don't. Maybe I should. Like, it seemed too expensive. But
it's on Amazon also, but I think it's a little more expensive on Amazon.
But I'm guessing the same thing's gonna happen with this version. But I might actually buy it since I've never played it. Just buy it digitally. But
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which. PlayAsia has two different versions of it. They have the Chinese version, and then is it the Japanese version?
Well, one of them's got English on the cover, at least, if not both.
$40, so I don't know. Is that worth it?
I mean, probably not, but maybe. moving on, I guess. Wave 3 of Mario Kart 8.
Oh yeah, you're still getting those, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I bought
the pass
thing.
Yeah,
yeah, they're coming this holiday, whenever that is. Nintendo Switch Sports, Derek, do you still own this?
It's at the Coconuts house, so no, I've never played this still.
Okay, it's got a free golf mode coming.
Hey, probably better than Super Rush.
Did you look at the Amazon listings for Fatal Frame Made in the Blackwater?
No.
It says like Windows Vista underneath it.
Okay.
That's amazing.
That might be right.
There's one Fatal Frame 2 says Windows XP.
It's weird. Unlike a lot of Evercade games, it says Sega Genesis or Dreamcast, which is.
Yeah.
They must not know what it is. bunch of Resident Evil games are getting cloud versions on Switch. Great. Who cares? Tunic's coming to Switch.
Tunic's a good
Derek,
game.
You played that.
I did. I never finished it, apparently, but it is good.
Okay. Sifu's coming to Switch.
Yeah.
Tales of Symphonia Remastered.
Yeah.
I thought you said this was the best Switch in years, Ralph. What is this?
This is great. Danganronpa.
Tales of Symphonia is considered by some to be the greatest Tales game ever made. So.
Oh, this is this Raincode game Ryan was talking about.
Could be. Raincode. Yeah, it looked all right.
Oh, is that meant to have two O's in the code or just one? Is that a Raincode. Typo by IGN?
Oh, that's a typo. Wow,
Raincode.
Okay. Raincode.
Gotta put on my Raincode.
Yeah, Various Day Life has one of the worst titles I've ever heard for a game ever. What on earth does Various Day Life mean?
And that's a mobile game. I looked that up because I never heard of it. It's a mobile game that got ported.
Oh, boy. I didn't even see this. What is this?
What are we looking at?
The next thing.
Oh, I kept skipping.
The shmup? You skipped the shmup that's right up your alley.
Radiant Silvergun? Yeah, it came out right after the Direct. I don't know. Give me a physical version and we'll talk.
Jesus.
That game's really old. 1998 arcade classic. Yeah,
that's really old. Holy shit, we're really old then.
I don't know why they showed that. It seems weird to me because there's a Japanese Direct and an American one. And like the Japanese one will have different things. Because it had... it was an Apple Arcade game called like Clap Hands Golf. It came out on Switch and it's called Easy Come Easy Golf, which is a good title.
That's a good name.
It's the people who made Hot Shots Golf.
Okay.
But so that was in the Japanese Direct, but not the American one.
Right.
But the American Direct had this Fist of the North Star crossover with fitness boxing.
I saw that.
Why was that in the American Direct? But whatever, it looked incredible.
Yeah, sure, it's a great game.
You're in the fitness boxing, in the fitness pizza in your mouth.
Yeah, if you want to look at this dude's boxing while you're getting fit. Yeah.
Let's do it. Oh, and they showed like 20 seconds of Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, or Tears of the Kingdom. I assume it's Tears, but I don't know.
Sad.
I mean, why? I don't even know. And they like ended with Zelda. It's like, all right, here's the title. It looks just like Breath of the Wild from this 20 seconds we've shown you. And it comes out in May, which is not this winter. It's like, what was the point of any of this?
I don't know. Maybe they're hinting that since it's May, maybe the next Direct will have a new Switch announcement.
This is the first Direct that we've had in how long, though? First proper Direct we've had in a while.
What? They had one. Yeah. Well, I guess I consider all Directs the same. No. Even though they have different names for them.
100% different.
They all seem the same to me.
It's pretty early this year or late last year.
That guy talking the same way, and then they have the little casual music in between. You know?
Well, they had a Splatoon 3 Direct not long ago, and it didn't have that guy in it.
This is, the last Nintendo Direct, according to the archive, was in February.
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had the Nintendo Direct that just happened, the Splatoon Direct, the Nintendo Mini Direct, the Xenoblade Direct.
What you tell me is in February we're getting an announcement of a brand new Switch.
If Nintendo keeps doing what they're doing, it was last year they had one in November. I'm sorry, in September the 23rd, they had the E3 one, which obviously we didn't have this year, and then they had one in February. So if they keep the trend, the year before that, one in September and one in February, September, March.
Well, here's
September,
like the.
April. So February,
yeah, I mean,
Nintendo Switch 4K. Sorry, Ralph, go ahead.
No, I was interrupting it. Well, I guess that's part of what makes it worse to me is like there was not a Direct over the summer.
Yes, I agree.
And like this is.
You would think that we're saving up all these cool announcements and then we get shit.
Well, I saw cool stuff. I thought Raincode was cool. Fire Emblem was cool.
What is this? I mean, they could have just had a Fire Emblem Direct. Like, I would have been fine with that. Like, I mean, there's like a lot of this stuff that I did not need to see in a Direct, which I guess, like, I'll take what I can get at this point, but.
Yeah. Whatever. And then, like, Octopath Traveler 2 is cool, even though I hate the art style. And then, for me, it's even like bonus when I find out that it's not only on Switch, because then it's like, oh yeah, I can get a better looking version.
So it's even more pointless because
well, the announcements are cool.
Yeah, I like watching the Switch Direct. I like watching the directs for the Switch because I want to see what games I can actually buy
for the good consoles.
Yeah, I want to know what's coming to the good stuff because the other people aren't telling me shit.
It's really exciting for me, but I'm sure most people won't care.
The Fatal Frame one.
Yeah, because that game
never came out. Right?
They were trying to get that game to come to the U.S. for a long time, and they even that some people actually did an actual translation of that game so that some people could play it. But I was always just holding off hope that they would finally release it. But I mean, it sounds like they're going to, but they're probably not going to do a physical version. It's not US.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with stuff like that getting announced, I guess, but I don't know. It seemed like every other game had farming in it. Katie was watching it with me, and she's like, if people actually like farming in video games? And I was like,
it is huge.
Yeah, it kind of seems like it, which is bizarre.
Well, you played that farming game recently, maybe a year ago or so.
Farming Simulator.
Farming Simulator.
No, what was it?
Forager?
No.
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 Ed Farming in
Funky
it.
Barn.
No, it was like a multi-name name.
Sakuna?
Yes, of Rice and Ruin. That was the one.
Yeah, she used to make fun of me for playing that.
Yeah, well, there you go. That tracks then. Yeah, that tracks then.
Well, she also hates Animal Crossing, which is basically farming.
That's insane.
People.
Yeah. That's crazy. Animal Crossing is amazing. Did you show her Cap'n?
Yeah, I think I have. You all have an amiibo of them. Here's the problem. The first Animal Crossing thing she played was Amiibo Festival.
That's never going to make anyone want to give a fuck about Animal Crossing, so I totally get it.
Probably she didn't dump me after that.
Check out this cool game. Oh, this game sucks.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever played it yet. And then
she's seen Mario Party?
I don't know if she's played Mario Party with me. I don't. Maybe. She loves that Clubhouse Games game.
That's a fun one, though.
The same.
No, but those are fun.
Yeah. That's basically the direct, I guess. I can't think of anything else.
A shitty direct.
I just tried to watch the Kirby trailer and got a PlayStation ad right before it. So,
hell yeah.
So okay, it's coming to PlayStation 3 also.
Did you play this Kirby Dream Land game on Wii? Or?
No, I've almost bought it within the last year, which is weird. But I'm glad I held off, and I don't know. I don't even think I want to play it now.
Yeah.
So, it's weird.
No Wind Waker, none of that.
Yeah.
No Donkey Kong.
I guess that'll be February.
I guess I was hoping for this Metroid Prime remaster / remake or something. Like, somebody's been saying oh yeah, it's done for 2 years now. Like, it's freaking Jeff Grubb or whoever. Like, he's the one who keeps
breaking
all these news. It's I kind of just hate him now because it's can't we just have surprises anymore? Is this just your whole job, just to have people tell you secrets?
Get excited about things that don't get announced. Yeah,
that's what they do in the NFL, Ian Rappaport and whatever that other Schefter or whatever. That's their job. They get the secrets and they post them.
Jay Glazer. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just Jeff Grubb has been wrong a lot here lately, but oh well.
Sometimes people intentionally leak stuff to them so they can get out in front of things. So, I don't know. Yeah. Interesting job. Very interesting job.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's for the news. A lot of announcements, not a lot of announcements that I necessarily got rock hard about other than God of War.
Yeah, it looked good. That's for sure.
That the end clip of him versus Thor, I was ready to break out of my car just with my bare hands. And
were you driving while this happened?
No, I was sitting outside waiting for the kids at gymnastics with Hadley.
Okay.
So, and by getting out of the car with my hands, I meant just opening my door.
I don't know if you should have been watching a trailer outside of some kids event. They might have got the wrong idea.
Well, yeah, I had it turned up, but not turned up enough that in case something weird was said, that people were like, what's this fucking dude watching?
Was Hadley in danger?
No, she was sitting there playing Tom the Cat or something on her iPad. She's having a good time. Okay.
Is that a real game?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you want me to bring back Find the Fraud? Because Tom the Cat, real game.
Is it good?
I would have lost.
Not a good game. Bad game.
What?
Yeah, bad game.
How many buses?
One bus to run over the cat. To run over the cat.
Okay, would she agree with that review?
She
we'll
would.
To get her on
she
air.
Probably would.
Okay.
She'd do whatever I tell her to. It's fine. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing.
What is it that you have been playing lately?
Let's go ahead. Ralph, let's you and I talk about the TMNT Cowabunga Collection.
All right.
How you liking it? What'd you play? What'd you do? Tell me. Talk to me.
Really, I've just mostly looked at the bonus stuff,
dude,
which is
easy rabbit hole to go down.
Yeah. Like, I think that stuff is really neat. It's like, I don't know if Digital Eclipse is also doing this Atari 50th anniversary thing coming out in November, but I may pick that up too, because it sounds like it's got like a whole bunch of neat bonus stuff on it. And I don't really care about Atari.
I don't think I took a picture of one of the box arts. Said something very sexually innuendo-ish, and I meant to take a picture of it. I think I spent an hour looking at box art, and I didn't even look. I don't even think I even looked at all the box art, to be honest with you.
Did you look at this box art?
Oh,
can you see this one?
Oh, that's hot. That's fucking hot.
This is. Yeah, this isn't very sexual on the back. They're four way cool dudes. That's all I see about this.
That you know, I saw
have some cool dudes.
There's a box a box at Walmart that said TMNT2 Secret of the Ooze, and they had a spider wrap on it, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Well, it's a Shredder toy that's wrapped in there, but the box art is literally the VHS of TMNT2, and I was like bonered up about that. It was
what hot. Was it, like the Kevin Nash Super Shredder?
Yeah, it was the Kevin Nash Super Shredder in this fucking container. I was like, this is amazing. Awesome. You couldn't see it because again the spider wrap was on it, but I'm like, this is awesome. Let's see if I can find
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I don't buy toys, but man, either. I would buy that.
I did, however, I did buy a I'll send a picture of it. I bought this really cool Batmobile. It was the animated series Batmobile, but it's like one of the really heavier ones. I don't know. It's fucking cool.
Okay.
I was really pumped. That's awesome. It was only like $7 too. I was like, this is the dumb things I should be spending my money on, but instead I've got three children and I have to spend it on them. It's terrible.
Okay.
They come first.
Hot take.
Well, I mean, not a hot take. The kids come first. You don't get to buy fun things when you have kids.
Okay.
At least when you have three of them, I should say.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Yeah.
One, you're still okay. You get two, three, fuck.
Okay. I guess to bring this down, like I think this collection is great, but I don't want to play any of these games most of the time.
Yeah, I might feel the same way, to be honest with you. So here, you tell me how you feel if I say this. Like, I loaded up TMNT the arcade, straight up normal arcade.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got through four levels and was at a game over screen. And I was like, yep, I remember this game being a shit time. Didn't even get to the water level. Just getting my ass kicked. And I'm like, all
right. Well, you got infinite continues though, right?
I didn't turn any of this on. I just
played. You keep, if it's the arcade one, you can keep inserting coins, I think, with some button.
So I just moved on. So then I went on to TMNT, the next game, which was two or.
Turtles in Time?
Maybe Turtles in Time. Played a little of that again, same thing, ended up getting a game over and I was like, am I bad at these or is there just something wrong here? So then I played,
they're not easy.
Is three the one where they go to Florida?
Yeah. That's okay. A great plot.
Great plot point where they're in Florida. Real, real big.
Well, fan. I got that here somewhere too, but yeah,
real big fan of that. It's so stupid. So yeah, did that, started that. And I was like, why am I getting so mad and spending my time being angry at this game when I can just turn on the cheat codes and have a great time? So I have since turned on the Unlimited Lives cheat code because I feel that I'm having much more of an enjoyable time doing that than anything else.
Nice. Okay.
So maybe look into that, which I know is kind of against your whole thing, but Manhattan Project, yes.
Pulling out. I don't have the box for this one. Yeah. Well, I mean, I played the first game and got to the swimming level with the bombs, which, of course, is horrible.
Yep.
And I died. I kept using rewind, but I ran out of time, and it won't let you rewind hard enough to go back to the beginning of the level. And I'm like, okay, I'm good for a while. And then I played Fall of the Foot Clan, the Game Boy, the first Game Boy game.
Right.
Yeah.
This is very much a, I'm happy I own this, but I don't want to play this kind of thing, which is probably how I would have felt if I would have spent the money to buy Shredder's Revenge, too. So I am glad that I didn't actually have to buy Shredder's Revenge until I realized that we bought that physical copy.
Well, you may not have. But,
one of us did.
Well, and like some Konami guy got asked about another volume that had like the games on the Ninja Turtle games from like PS2 era, the three I showed on here one day, what is it? Battle Nexus, self-titled, and Mutant Nightmare. And he was acting like it's very possible we could get another collection with those on them.
I mean,
and I'm
maybe.
Do I want to play those?
Yeah.
Do I want to play those? No, but will I buy it?
Yep.
Yes.
So is Ralph getting both of the pizzas then?
He could have both pizzas. I would not be offended if he got both pizzas.
I am not using that coupon.
I put the super shredder and the box thing in the chat, or I'm sorry, in the notes if you want to take a look at the box. Real cool box.
Okay.
And apparently that's
the I need to go get my Ninja Turtles 2 NES jacked. Game box. Yes, it's the coupon.
Super shredder.
Looks like Kevin Nash.
I mean, that's hot. Hold on, I'll be back.
Yeah, real hot. Big fan.
Does Kevin Nash have thighs that big? I don't know.
I mean, at one point he might have. I don't know. Maybe not anymore. Probably barely has thighs as it is, but...
I think he's still pretty jacked right
now. He is still pretty big. I think this is a very cool collection. I'm glad I only spent $30 on it. Having that $10 reward certificate helps. And I think the kids would get a kick out of it. We haven't tried to play it together yet, but I haven't loved, like, I wasn't like, oh my god, I'm so happy I'm playing these. It was like, I'm happy I have this collection, but it feels, I don't know, I don't want to say this out loud, but it feels like every other Switch game I buy, I love having it. I love having it on the Switch, but I would probably play it more if I bought it on my PlayStation.
Well, okay, I guess I'm in this weird spot now where I almost prefer to play games on original hardware. Oh god, there it is.
Oh,
from Ninja Turtles 2 on the NES.
Dang.
I didn't know it was on there.
Has it got a date on there for expiration?
December 31st, 1991. Damn it.
I was 3.
I was 7.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know. Something about like playing a game on original hardware. Like, even though I'm a big proponent of the Evercade, I don't know. I still prefer to play it on original hardware.
Sure.
Which is stupid.
But... No, I don't think it's stupid at all.
And it's very inconvenient because I could, like, well, play games on collections or play it on my Retron. And, like,
yeah. I know there's a convenience factor. Maybe you don't end up utilizing as much, but I don't think it's wrong.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. I don't know. I like the idea that they're like, I tried to put in the codes. Like, I looked up the codes and I was like, oh, can I put in cheat codes? But it doesn't let you. You can just access whatever cheat codes that you have. Because I was like looking at the manuals and it's like, hey, if you want to do this, you know, do the Konami code, up, up, down, down, you know, whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. I do the fucking Konami code. And it's like, oh, that doesn't do anything. You know, that kind of sucks. Oh. Like, it's in the manual telling you to do it, but you can't actually do it in the game. You can only toggle on the things that it wants you to toggle on. I'm like,
okay. Yeah, I mean, I may still go play through every game with invincibility or whatever, just for the heck of it.
I think that's the more fun thing to do, is just turn on all the stupid cheats and just fuck around and have a good time. Because I had way more fun doing that than anything. Because, like, I couldn't even get past, who's the first person you fight in 2? Is it Bebop or Rocksteady?
It is Rocksteady.
So I got my ass kicked by the little laser shooting bastards and then got to Rocksteady and then couldn't even beat him. And I'm like, what is happening? Because I don't feel like it was this fucking hard before, but what's going on? So
yeah, I mean, arcade games, they were made to be hard because they wanted you to put that money in.
Yeah. So love the collection, and I think I'm with you. Love it. Great idea. I'll buy it, but I don't love playing it.
which is exactly what they want.
Spend the money on the nostalgia and then create the sadness that it breeds in you.
Yep.
That's all I played. I mean, I played some Fortnite, but no one wants to hear me talk about Fortnite, so I'm good there. Hold on. Did we talk about me playing Invincible? No. Indivisible? No. Fuck.
Indivisible's a game.
Not Infamous either. No, it's the game I talked about last week with that's all FMV, Sam Barlow game.
Oh, Immortality?
Immortality. I played Immortality. That game's fucking cool.
All right.
I played probably 2 hours of it. I forget how fun that mechanic is of just like picking something in the scene, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to take you to another scene. And then it's like, okay, the idea that like you're just going down the rabbit hole and looking at these scenes and figuring out, okay, do I click this? Do I click this plant over here and see if that like it just random shit. It's like, oh, I clicked this person that's doing the take one thing and they're nobody, but it took me to this other scene. And that mechanic I think is really fucking cool and really well executed. And what I've played of this game, I didn't expect there to be fucking nudity in this game at all, but there's straight up some titties in quite a few scenes.
Somebody's hanging dong.
I haven't seen any dong, but there might be. There's full on sex scenes apparently, and I'm no idea, but, yeah, nice. Really, really cool game. Really intriguing. The idea, I think, and the premise is nifty. Yeah, really, really fun game. I, again, haven't played much of it. Go in dry, just like I do. Don't even say anything. But check out Immortality. I think it's really fun.
What are you playing it on?
This is on Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass. Okay. Free with Game Pass. Okay. So I would say for the low, low price of not paying a goddamn thing, excellent. I also played like 20 minutes of Power Washing Simulator. What a gem. What a gem that game is.
Okay.
Yeah, is it just good. Satisfying to clean stuff?
It is pretty zen. It is pretty zen. I think if you were a user of the marijuana.
Heroin?
I don't think heroin would do it, but I think if you enjoyed some marijuana and taking the green or the ganja and just wanted to chill out and just spray some shit, way cool. I do wish that game had Xbox had like the Spotify integration so you could just turn on some sounds, because it's just the sound of you washing shit. So it'd be nice if there was a soundtrack or you could play some Spotify music, but yeah. Power Wash Simulator, pretty zen.
Nice. I like the sound of that.
That's everything I played. Ralph, you played something else on top of the Cowabunga Collection. You finished up Final Vendetta.
Final Vendetta? Where do I have the boxes all around me?
Hell yes.
Yeah, finishing it is kind of a lie, but I don't know. It has 3 difficulty modes, and to, like, I guess really beat it, you have to beat it on hard.
It's a side-scrolling beat 'em up.
Yeah. Kind of like Final Fight or something. I mean, it's new. It came out this year, but it looks, like, very retro.
Yeah, looks good.
I finished it on casual difficulty and easy difficulty.
This Macho Man guy looks cool.
Miller T. Williams, yeah.
Hell yeah.
He is a former wrestler.
See?
Just like the guy from Final Fight. Mayor Mike Haggard.
Ooh, chicken.
Yeah, there's chicken on the ground, just like Final Fight. Yeah, I can't beat it on hard yet. It's got 6 stages, and I can get to the 4th one. This game is very hard. It's even hard on easy. Like, it's made by Bitmap Bureau, who is known for making very difficult retro games like Xenocrisis and Battle Axe. 2 games of which I love, and I don't know, it looks like something I'd be into, and I'm very into it. It's really good.
You said you beat it twice so far.
Yeah, but I can't beat it on hard yet. Like, if you beat it on hard, you unlock another difficulty, which I would never be able to beat more than likely, and a boss rush mode. I think it's the 2 things I have left unlocked. I mean, there's like achievements and stuff. Well, in-game achievements, because it's the Switch version. Yeah, it's pretty good if you're into some kind of brawler. Like, I played the heck out of this, and then I'm like, I'm gonna play Shredder's Revenge again, just to like kind of compare.
Sure.
And this, I like the way this feels a lot better than Shredder's Revenge.
I was gonna say, I feel like you did this when you played Streets of Rage 4, right? I feel like you kind of compared them to a couple other things also.
Yeah, I really liked Streets of Rage 4. Yeah,
I remember you liking it a lot. Which is weird, because I thought the opposite, so.
Yeah, I mean, I have bad I've taste, seen a lot of people. Well, it's kind of polarizing. It seemed like Streets of Rage 4. But, yeah, I don't know. There's a GameStack did a review of Final Vendetta, if anybody cares. It's worth watching. Yeah. Play it or don't. That's about it.
Live Probably or die. Don't.
Yeah, it's got two-player mode, and, of course, nobody in this house will play it with me yet. But maybe one day when one of them gets older, I can make her play it. But
when we'll bird see. Is more than just the word.
yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, I've dabbled in some other stuff, but it doesn't really matter.
I looked at some demos. I installed Toem, which we talked about before. Yeah. I didn't play it yet, but Toem's out there. I looked at Harvestella. Did you play that demo?
I played the demo for like 5 minutes, and they wouldn't stop talking, and I'm like, I can't. I just want to play something right now. I wish a demo would just let you skip all the story stuff, because I don't need that in a demo.
I think
if I want to play the real game, I'll read that.
Which Square Enix game did I complain about doing that? Was it Octopath, or was it... it might have even been the game...
Triangle. It's probably Triangle Strategy.
Because I feel like Triangle just went on forever during the demo of talking about shit I did not care about, and I'm like, I just want to play the fucking game. I just want to play the fucking game.
A lot of talking in that.
So. But it's the trick. You are playing the game.
Yeah.
Because that is like half the game.
I brought the Switch into the bedroom last night, not to do anything because it's just me by myself. But I was like, maybe I'll swap out Ninja Turtles and play some Triangle Strategy. And I promptly realized that YouTube was installed on my Switch, realized that Ryan was using his Switch to watch YouTube for some reason. I was like, I'll just stream somebody. So I turned on Brad, Vinny, and Alex playing some games recently. And I was like, I haven't seen what those guys were up to in a minute. Turned on a video, pass the fuck out.
What were they playing?
They were playing Last of Us, and then they were going to play Saints Row, maybe, and something else.
Is it weird that it's Brad, Vinny, and Alex, and not Jeff? Like, why isn't Jeff with them?
Jeff's on his own doing Jeff things, I think.
Yeah. But that used to be his crew.
I think at the end of the day, if I was Jeff in that regard, I wouldn't want to step on somebody's shoes after they went out and did their own thing, and now he was kind of following in their footsteps a little bit. I think it would be cool if they did a collaboration for sure, and I think people would really enjoy that. But I think Jeff probably also feels in his very Jeff way that he needs to do it on his own just the same as they did again.
What if they got back together and formed Giant Bomb 2?
But you wouldn't call it Giant Bomb 2, you just call it the Bomb Giant.
Oh, no, they can't. Or giantbomb.ru, they can take it over.
Arrow pointing up.
Nice.
Where'd that come? I can't even remember where that came from.
Arrow pointing down. Yeah, that's what they.
That's the Jeff thing. It's been so long since I've
paid attention. Yeah.
Well, no, like I haven't listened to like the Bombcast, if it's even called the Bombcast anymore.
It still is.
Since I moved to Missouri, so since like 2014, 2015.
I kept up on it until Vinny left. Once Vinny and Brad were gone, I was like, eh.
Yeah, for me it was kind of like when Ryan died.
Yeah, that was tough for sure. Yeah, that for sure. So,
but I would still keep up with their streams and stuff every once in a while, but then I dropped off.
That's why I was like, you know what? I'll just turn on one of the streams and just see what's going on. And I was like, oh, they're playing Last of Us. All right, that's fun. And then you know what? I think they might have been playing some Immortality. Alex played some Immortality, and then maybe they were going to play TMNT, and I passed out. I will say, when I watched them play The Last of Us, game looks really good, but it's how I remember that game looking, honestly. Like, and somebody's like,
$70, I'd get it now.
I totally would do the same thing, because again, I was watching, I'm like, this is how I remember it playing, but clearly it didn't play like this, but I remember it being this clear. So I would love to play that game again. And so watching them play, I was like, oh man, what a great game. Fuck, what a great game. But anyway, I digress. Ralph, anything else you want to talk about? Sorry,
no, I think that's it.
All right. Ryan, that leaves you to wrap us up with what you've been playing. So why don't you go ahead and tell us about Soul Hackers 2.
I got some bad news. I have not had a chance to play the Game of Thrones game yet.
Yeah, this is our first. This is our first week of the game, or the Surmise the Score loser not following through with his losing status.
Yeah, I actually didn't even really play that much of Soul Hackers 2. So
too busy winning Super Bowls.
No, we have not finished the season yet. I'm 11-2 as the Detroit Lions. I've never won that many games. I'm pretty sure. Actually, that might be the most I've ever won in the season. 11. I don't know.
Two losses, though? Man, that's not like you.
I lost the Commanders, and I lost to the Bills. The Bills smoked me.
To no surprise there, though, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, though, because, like, I mean, the Lions are terrible in that game, so it is difficult to win. But when you're playing against a person, it doesn't necessarily even matter that your team is that bad, because, like, I've beaten all the people in our division so far because people fuck up and make mistakes, throw stupid interceptions. So I'm trying to finish Soul Hackers 2. I think I have like 10 or 15 hours left. There's not really much new. It does like they have like this Soul Matrix things where like your crew, you kind of like have these hangout events to build up like this soul level with each person, and then you can go inside the soul matrix to kind of unlock stuff about their backstory, and it also unlocks like in Persona 5, like when you would increase your bond with somebody, you would get like a new skill or something like that. So this is kind of like that, where you get new skills and stuff like that. So it's made the game quite a bit easier. I did run up on a couple bosses that kind of wrecked me, but I think all I had to do was like fuse some new dudes and level up a little bit, and then I was able to just go back in there and it was no trouble. So I don't know, like I'm hoping, like usually in these games the end boss is way more difficult than I'm expecting, and I'm not prepared for it, and that's usually when I don't finish the game. So I'm hoping that does not happen this time. But it's a weird game. I saw Digital Foundry posted like a tech thing of it, and apparently the game performs very poorly for how simple it looks. I don't know why. My guess is because they use Unity. Like for some reason, they're using the Unity engine. And usually, like whenever I see that, like the game usually doesn't run very well. So I don't know if that's just because people struggle with it or what. But which is kind of weird too, because I don't think any of their other games use Unity. So I don't know why they chose Unity, other than maybe it was like supposed to be a small game, but it wasn't on a handheld, so they needed something. I don't know. It weird choice, but it's still fun though. The combat's fun. Story's kind of like batshit crazy, like doesn't really make much sense. Seems like a bunch of just random shit happens, and then they don't really have a good explanation for it, but other than like this is just the way it is, which is kind of anime
things
style.
Will never be the same.
Definitely. Yeah.
Like, that's just the way it is.
People dying out there and then getting eaten.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some dude got eaten in the subway. Like, yeah, there was no body left. So.
Did you wake up in the morning and ask
try to blast yourself?
Yeah. All he left was his phone. Broken phone.
Oh, it's not the same Papa Roach song I was thinking about. Yeah. Yeah, boy. that's so dumb.
Did you ever watch that? There was like some YouTube video that broke down. Like they actually interviewed Papa Roach for that. What was that? That Cut My Life into Pieces or whatever.
No. Last Resort.
Yeah, there we go. That was like their big hit.
What
other songs do they have besides Last Resort?
I just went down a Papa Roach rabbit hole the other day, and actually they've got quite a few pretty big hits.
Welcome to Surmise the Score, the segment of the show where we try to guess Metacritic scores for games that are not out yet. During this thrilling season, which refuses to end, whoever wins gets to make the loser play a game from their backlog list, just like Ryan did not do, did not play his game from his backlog list.
Yes.
Too busy hacking souls for the second time.
Yeah.
So, let's go over Gran Turismo 7, a game that none of us have played and will probably never play, if I had to guess. But we did surmise scores for it whenever the heck it came out, probably like March, I'm guessing. Or February, I'm not sure. 87 out of 100. It's a PlayStation 5 version. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like Gran Turismo, I mean, for people that give a fuck, it is very good.
Yeah. People that like to go fast.
Yes, and see all those particle effects or hear what the engines sound like, whatever.
Hell yeah.
Don't want to see body damage.
No, do not let the bodies hit the floor. Coming in, well, I didn't do the math here. coming in, oh man, this is a tie.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no. I didn't plan this out. Coming in a tie for second and last, with the guesses of 91 and 83.
Oh shit.
Were Derek and Ralph.
Oh man, Ryan's double fucked.
Ryan nailing it with a guess of 90.
Not only does he have to play a game, now he has to choose.
Choose two games, I guess.
That's fucked.
Ryan, you've won the right to make me and Derek. Yeah, make us both like game from our backlog list. Powered by Subway and this personal pan pizza coupon that expired in 1991. Eat fresh.
It's going to be an old pizza.
Yeah, I mean, Pizza Hut here closed down, which is
sad. Pizza Hut here closed down, too. I had to have pizza the other day in Des Moines, but it was very good. I had breadsticks and a stuffed crust pizza. So fucking good.
Yeah, I'm into that. No Pizzone?
They don't have the Pizzone there.
What?
Also, yeah, that pizza doesn't have. They don't. They don't order the. No, I love the Pizzone. I'm a Pizzone man.
They're doing society a favor by getting rid of the Pizzone.
I love the Pizzone so much.
Doing the healthcare system a huge favor.
I need KFC to bring back the Double Down.
Oh, okay.
Where's the Double Down?
I didn't know that was gone. I haven't been to KFC in a long time.
Oh yeah, no Double Down anymore, bud.
I didn't know what I was getting into when I ordered a Pizzone for the first time, and never want to get into that again.
It looked the same going in as it did coming out.
I don't know. Well, not completely, because I did not finish the Pizzone.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
saved it for later.
But no, saved it for the trash. Saved it for the rats.
Dang. You had rats in your house. That's a hard knock life right there.
I fucking love a Pizzone. I would smash a Pizzone right now.
See, I couldn't finish it. Like, I was like halfway through, I was like, I realized my mistake, and I was like, why did I do this to myself? And then I was like, I can either continue and hate myself or just cut ties with this Pizzone.
Who makes that decision? Just hate yourself.
Yeah.
Always hate yourself. Former. What?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to hate myself regardless, let alone if I eat a Pizzone or not.
Is this supposed to say detective or detective? Because it says detective.
I don't know.
Okay.
Has Ryan fixed his games yet?
I don't think so.
Detective. I think that's what it's supposed to say.
The tech detective.
Well,
how about the kids some tech decks for birthdays?
Derek has already played. Like, he has already played Fallout 76. He's already implemented the triangle.
I've touched these games. I haven't played them necessarily. Like, I haven't played Fallout 76 since Ralph and I played it when I lived at my old house in 2017.
Yeah.
We
bought
it. We had that stream. It was a dope ass stream, and I thought that game was going to be great, and then it just.
Yeah. not.
Now, again, mind you, as we know, Derek is open for any and all Switch games that are online, PlayStation Plus games that are available, and or Game Pass games. So you have a plethora of video games you can make me play that I have not played.
No, but I don't have a Game Pass right now, so I
haven't talked about Road Redemption. Yeah, you can put that on there.
I don't have a Game Pass at the... Oh, what is going on? That's not what I want to look at right now.
Game Pass at the ready. Just Game Pass just Google, man.
I got so right trying, for you. That's showing like it took me to the wrong... No. The wrong shit.
Immortals Phoenix Rising just got out of that fucking terrible... Man, I never played that shit.
You might like that.
I probably would.
Is this game called You Suck at Parking? I'm not sure if
that... I'm sure it is.
It looks like a winner, but... Some of these like look like movie box art. So,
okay.
What about Movie Poop Shoot? What do you know about that?
There's too many games on Game Pass.
A lot of games on Game Pass, bud.
Just do a roulette situation here. Yeah, Russian roulette.
Just spin it.
What are you thinking about? As Dusk Falls. Have you tried that game out
yet? I believe I have As Dusk Falls installed on my Xbox. If I'm not mistaken, I think it looked like a. One of those. That makes any sense.
Look like one of them games.
It looks like a Derek Vance. I think it reminded me of a Life is Strange game. If I'm not mistaken,
it's kind of like that.
Is that what it is? I have no idea, but that's what it struck me as. So I believe I installed it for that very reason.
Yeah.
So I do have that. I looked at that. Yes, I do have that in.
There's like too many Game Pass games.
A lot of Game Pass games.
Some Rory McIlroy PGA Tour. Is that one on your radar?
It's not, but
I'll put it on his list.
If you want it to be.
I mean, I don't even know who Rory McIlroy is.
Dreamlight. Maybe you want me to play Dreamlight Valley? I don't know.
Play that.
What is Dreamlight Valley? Skip past that one.
Some Disney game. I don't know. I think it's an RPG, actually. I don't know.
It looked like a sort of, I don't want to say it's like Animal Crossing, but it looks kind of like a life simulation thing, but I'm not exactly sure.
I have no idea. The coconut wife has been playing a Disney game on her iPad that's an RPG, and I can't remember what that's called.
Kingdom Hearts.
Floppy Knight.
Let's see.
Let's make Derek place to
live. Mirrorverse is.
When I looked at his list, that's the one that I thought, you know, this one that popped out, Celeste. What about, he's into power washing. Maybe he's into flipping houses.
House flipper? Okay. Sure, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Right now, there's so many Game Pass games, and a lot of these are garbage. They don't really do a good job curating these
lists.
No. Yeah. That Monster Train is still on there. My Time in Porsche. I'm sure you would love that game.
Oh, you might. It's like a life simulator also. Yeah. Or like Stardew Valley, I guess.
In case you needed a reminder, it just popped up on my phone.
Yeah, it's very, very great.
What? NHL 94 Rewind?
Yeah, the Rewind.
Nice.
Yeah, it's okay. On there.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. It's on there, though.
Is that real?
It is real.
When did that come out?
When NHL last year came out.
Nice. Oh. They put it as like a separate entry.
Yeah, play that one.
Playing that. I used to play those games all the time on Sega Dreamcast.
Dreamcast? Genesis?
Yeah, my bad.
Okay, Jesus. I thought you knew. You knew a guy who could turn tricks.
Grandpa Sega
got this special Dreamcast. Oh, how about Road 96? Have you played that?
I have played Road 96 a little bit.
Reggie loves that game, so we're gonna give Road 96. Oh,
fuck. All right, Road 96. I'll play more Road 96.
I think that's the one Reggie loves.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think
I watched that pickups video.
I don't think I liked most of what I played of that game, but I will reinstall it. Road.
Oh, you played some of it already?
I feel like I played a demo on the Switch actually with it.
Yeah.
Because isn't that the one where Ralph, maybe did you play it where you're getting picked up by different people and like there's bank robberies and then you have to do like different branching paths and things like that?
Yeah, I don't think I played it.
Yeah. I played the demo and I was like, this sucks. But I will play more Road 96.
I mean, I could like. Do you want to play The Good Life?
What's that?
It's a sweary joint.
Is that the cat game?
There are cats and dogs in that game.
I would gladly play The Good Life. If that's what you want to play, I don't give a fuck.
Well, if you've already played Road 96, I think, yeah, we'll go with The Good Life.
The Good Life. I've never played The Good Life.
I'm pretty sure I've talked about it, but I doubt any of you remember any of what I said about it. So
The only thing about The Good Life I know is that Kanye song.
Yeah, well, I think he might be in it. He could be in it. I didn't get far enough to
when
know.
They thought that I was going to go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby. Know what I mean? If you're feeling me, nod and put your hands up in the sky and let me hear you say.
It's the only Kanye song I know. It's the one about all that power.
I'm good. You don't know Gold Digger?
I need
she take my money.
No.
When I'm in need.
Is that what they're saying in that song? I don't know if
Jamie
I
Jamie Foxx, yeah, Jamie
tell what they were saying.
That sounds just like it.
Yeah, she's a traveling.
Thinking for Ralph, we're going to need to figure out what these jet girls are up to.
Oh, like she's a gold.
And a gawa?
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to have to go with for Ralph.
Okay, I'm going to make sure the children are in bed.
What are we playing? Katagawa jet girls?
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll find out.
These Kanye jet girls.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's hot.
I love it. All right, Ralph, are we surmise anything else?
Let's surmise FIFA 23.
Okay.
Ryan.
Oh, man. I don't even know if this is like the premier soccer game anymore. Is this still the hottest soccer game on Earth?
I don't know. I mean, Konami put out that free-to-play one last year that was supposed to be horrible at launch. It's called like eFootball now. It used to be Evolution. Pro Evolution. FIFA. Yeah, the FIFA. This is the last one with the FIFA license, I think. Yeah. I could be wrong, but how you feel about
it? Is this EA's best game? Like EA Sports' best game, FIFA?
Like best-selling? Probably.
Best-selling, best quality.
What else has it got? There's no NBA Live anymore, right?
Yeah, it's Madden. Everybody shits on Madden every year.
I guess I don't know about NHL. I don't know how well they perform.
Yeah. I'm going to give FIFA an 83 because I don't know shit about the FIFA games. I remember playing FIFA on N64 and having fun.
Oh, I can tell you about FIFA games. I can tell you right now. What do I got to keep pulling out these boxes?
Oh, man, that guy's going to get CTE.
Keep whipping them boxes out, man. I'm going to fucking get a bone over here.
Keep doing all those headers. You're going to get CTE.
Yeah, that's what I tell the ladies.
You see that video of that guy who booted the soccer ball into the stands and it hit some girl right in the face?
No.
Yeah, that was bad. CTE all over that one.
That's horrible. 83. I will go with an 8080. Derek.
So 80, and then Ralph, Ryan, what did you say?
83, I believe.
83.
Yes. I'm going to go 79. I'm going to go low. I'm going to go 79.
Okay.
Take
the
low.
Maybe on to something.
I hope so.
That dumb Debonair song used to be cool back in the day. I don't know if it still is.
I've created a dope playlist on Spotify within the last 2 or 3 months, and it is not on there. That's not one of my favorite songs of theirs.
It used to be the intro for one of those ECW PlayStation games.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Open up with Debonair.
It's a good way to open up the pit.
Circle pit that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's surmise the score.
All right. And that's the show. That's where we wrap it up, put a pin in it. It's way too late. Ralph's got to go to bed. He's got to work tomorrow. I also have to work tomorrow. Ryan?
I do have to work tomorrow.
Fantastic. Working from home still?
Oh yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Not gonna fly into the office.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna fly into the office in my vehicle, and Ralph's gonna fly into the office by walking fucking 18 miles.
It takes like 5 hours. So I'd be pretty late.
That'd be a bad day. That'd be a bad time. You'd have to leave now, probably. All right. Well, that's going to do it. We'll be back for episode 306 next week with some more video games. Hopefully, I get out of my fucking... I can't. There's a new Fortnite season coming out this week. I will delete Call of Duty, which I have not played. I installed it and just never played it, so whatever. I can't let go of Fortnite. It's too deep.
Just delete everything. Just would become a default.
I should, honestly. For real, though.
That's what all the kids, they talk shit about defaults out there.
Yeah, I should do an anonymous name and just delete everything. You're probably right, honestly. So
probably wreck those kids with your default and make them mad.
I do enjoy making people irritated when I play that game, so you're probably not wrong. But
Default, not a great band.
No. They had that one good song, right?
I don't know what it was, but it sounded just like some other band.
It definitely sounded like generic Deftones, I believe.
That sounds like high praise to me.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to even think of what the fuck that. I don't even think what
Default. I would have to like Fuel and Default could both be in a room.
Yeah, maybe.
And I could be looking at both of them and not know the difference.
I was thinking maybe they're more like Finger 11.
Oh, I kind of liked Finger 11, but they made
wasting
a whole
wasting my time.
That's not Finger 11.
That's Default, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's
just
terrible.
Describing this podcast, I think, right?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 100%. 305, it's in the books. We're out of here for now. For Ryan, for Ralph, I am Derek. Level up. See you next week.
About to live the good life.
Get more ass than the models.
Fuck yeah, daddy, let's go.
I don't know if you can get ass in that game. I did not make it that far.
Oh man, what a great Kanye song. Back when Kanye was great.